Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. You're open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or send me an email. Kick it off and go with Helen. Hi, Helen. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Well, here's my problem.
Okay.
I was told I got adrenals. That's my what is it, and what can I do about it? My adrenals. Okay, I don't even know what that is.
the adrenal glands. Let's talk about the adrenal glands for a second. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and typically, when you get diagnosed with something, there's several conditions that can be based around the adrenal glands. It could be Cushing's. It could be called Addison's. There's several disease processes that are around the adrenal glands. So, not knowing that, and I know your doctor's probably told you some different things and you probably didn't understand, let's just talk about what they do. The adrenal glands help support the body's energy levels. They also, if you feel good and you have a lot of energy, your adrenal glands are working well. If you feel tired a lot, then they're kind of run down. It's called adrenal fatigue. And that's some of the basic conditions that we deal with the adrenal glands. And they do all kinds of different things. They secrete certain hormones like norepinephrine and epinephrine, which are the hormones that are almost like your fight and your flight. And they also they help with different other glandular systems in the body, like aldosterone. And they also help with corticosteroids that they can have the glucocorticoids that can produce. So, see, all a bunch of fancy terms, but at the end of the day, here's the bottom line. They help with your energy levels, and if they get tired and worn out, then it causes some issues. And you want to make sure you strengthen the adrenal glands more than anything. The best way to do that, you can use vitamin C and vitamin B5. Both of those together work very, very well in supporting the adrenal glands. And when you'll notice, when you support them, that your energy levels can go up and you just feel better. It's an overall well-being that you'll feel. So a lot of people struggle with that, too. And it's one of the number one reasons that people drink coffee in the mornings is because it stimulates the adrenal glands. You do those kind of things, and that's going to help build up your own body's adrenal glands and help support you in feeling a whole lot better. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can send us an email. We'll take it on the show. And if you don't want us to answer it here on the air, we'll answer it privately for you. Whatever we can do to serve you, that's what we're here to do. We're here to be your second opinion, a place to bounce ideas off of. And maybe tonight you're not listening or calling, that is, for yourself, but you know somebody. Maybe it's a friend or family member or loved one, and you need to get some health information to them. Maybe you just want to be their health advocate or their cheerleader. Well, there's nothing better than getting information and supporting someone else. Remember, your health really is your greatest wealth. You can lose all your money, go bankrupt. If you lose your health, you really do lose it all. You get one body, folks. That's all we get. We have to take good care of it. Let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Well, my husband, excuse me, is a diabetic, and okay. He has a fungus, and it was like on the upper legs and then down around the ankle area and the lower legs. He's been to the doctor. They gave him, he's had fungus on his large two toenails forever, but it's never ever had any kind of a rash or anything like that. So when he went to the doctor, they gave him some steroid cream, which he used, and then, that didn't help. They did a little biopsy thing on it, and then they gave him some medication to take, but nothing has helped.
Okay.
It is back again. They told him to soak his feet in, white vinegar water.
Right. Standard. Uh-huh.
And eat yogurt. So he's eating a yogurt every day.
Well, actually, that's not, I'm actually impressed by that. That's good. We got to dial that in just a little bit, and I'll tell you why they're telling him to do that. But let's step back for just a second. Let's talk about the diabetes. We're going to get into the toenail fungus. That's easy. Let's do the more difficult one. Let's talk about diabetes. How long has he been diagnosed?
Oh, 26 years.
Type 1, type 2?
He's insulin dependent.
Okay. All right. Well, there's several things we want to do with that. The first thing you want to do, you want to change the way he's eating. That's very important, extremely. So the things he eats are going to matter big time. So the anti-inflammatory diet is what I talk about in the book, my book, Empowering Your Health. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the more you can do to support that health challenge of diabetes, the more you're going to be able to support any other health challenge, like even like a toenail fungus that comes down the pike. Because the more you can support blood sugar levels in the body, the stronger the immune system will be all the way around. So it's not just looking at the toenail fungus and how can we get rid of that. I want to take you three steps backward and let's get to the root of the cause of some of his major issues. That's where we need to get started with. So if you'll get my book, Empowering Your Health, and you start with the diet that's in there, it's called the anti-inflammatory diet. For people that deal with diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, it's very, very helpful. And it's a good foundation. Food is our best medicine. It's the greatest thing that we can change and alter in our lives. And it's the easiest one, too, because it's the thing that we have the most control over. So just by getting started on that, that'll be helpful. Also, manganese is a mineral, chromium and vanadium, all three of those, along with an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid. He could do those, each of those with his meals, and it'll help regulate blood sugar, and it'll help support his pancreas because the pancreas are undergoing such trauma right now by being insulin dependent. So there's a couple things going on with that. So the toenail fungus, pretty simple. The white vinegar, no big deal. It's okay, but it's not going to get rid of it. What will get rid of it is golden seal and echinacea. You want to get the little powder or you can get the little capsules and you can break those open, put it in warm water, and then you want to soak the toenails in that solution about 15 minutes, three times per day. You can also use ionic silver. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. It works very well. And you could use ionic silver. You can ingest it. You just take about 20 drops twice a day. That's usually what's on the label. So you always want to follow what's on the label. But that's something you can get at your local health food store. No big deal to be able to do that. Now, if the doctor's already put you on several protocols, I'm encouraged that they told you to eat the yogurt. The reason they're doing that is because of what are called probiotics. Probiotics are the good bacteria. And for so long, we've been giving antibiotics where it strips out all the digestive tract of the good and the bad bacteria. But see, you want to have good bacteria in your digestive tract. When you do, then the body can fight off a lot of different infections from various kinds. When you don't have the right kind of bacteria, that's when it becomes a challenge. And that's why they told you to eat the yogurt. But if you want to stay off the cow's milk dairy, though, with him being diabetic or struggling with diabetes, it's better to stay off the cow's milk dairy, switch over to goat's milk dairy if you're going to do yogurt or any kind of milk. Probiotics you can take in a supplemental form, and I'm a bigger fan of that because it's more of a pure substance. And you can get, you would probably need to do about 2 to 4 in an empty stomach in the morning and in the evening as well, and that will really get him started. But thanks for the call. That toenail fungus should take care of itself. It does take a good 6 months or so, though, to get rid of. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call now, 888-283-7272. and check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
What is your health challenge tonight? What are you dealing with? Is it diabetes, heart disease, maybe arthritis or some hormone issues? Guys, you're dealing with erectile dysfunction. You don't want to talk about it? Well, we need to talk about it because it's important. All health challenges, when you take a census, I could walk into a room and ask how many people are dealing with something with their health right now, and just about the whole room will raise their hand if the room is over about 30 years of age. So many people are struggling with so many different things, and it's great to be able to talk about that. But maybe if it's not you, then there's somebody else that you want to talk about and help. Being someone's health advocate and being their cheerleader is so important, getting information to them to be able to help them and encourage them and empower them to live a life that they have really been designed to live. All of us have. And the great news about our health is that 80% of our health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? Well, it means that about 15 to 20% have to do with our genetics. And a lot of times in healthcare, we like to hang our hat on genetics and we'll say, well, mom had this or grandma had this, so I'm going to have this. Or grandpa had prostate issues, so I know it's coming down the pipeline and I'm going to have it. Well, it's not really the case. Genetics play a role. Yes, they do. But it's not everything. And really, it comes down to our choices that we make every day. That's good news, though, because if we can make bad choices for a long period of time and get sick or have our bodies break down into some kind of health challenge like high cholesterol or diabetes or whatever it might be, well, the good news is if we can make some radical changes in our life, then we can get the radical results that we're looking for. We just have to be able to make those changes and be educated and have great physicians and health specialists around us to teach us and to guide us and to coach us and to walk through these types of things. And but the body can change. See, that's the great thing. If we know what to do to be able to change, and that's what we want to do here on the show, just to be a second opinion, to be a place where we can bounce ideas off and to be able to give you the kind of information that you need, especially at a time and day when people don't have health insurance like they used to. It's a really tough time right now, which I'm excited about this show, that we can be here for you each and every night, 3 hours every day, just to be able to walk with you with whatever you're struggling with. Let's go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Dr. Ace, I had a problem with my ears ringing just only on the right side.
All right.
And I have an appointment to see a doctor next week, and he wanted to do a whole physical. But I don't understand why, you know, it happens, but sometimes get louder than you know, another day. Like one day it may be kind of soft, and then another day it's real loud. And every morning I wake up, I do suffer with high blood pressure so far, but I don't know about anything else that I have right now. And then I've been having problems with the lower part of my back, right side.
On the right side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the ringing of the ears, did that get started? Are you taking medication then for blood pressure?
Yes.
All right. Did the ringing in the ears start after you started taking that medication?
Well, no, it can happen anytime. Like I say, it can be when I get up in the morning.
Oh, it'll come and go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you eat a lot of bread, breads, pastas, anything with flour in it?
I do. That's one of my weaknesses, bread.
Is it really? Is it?
But I eat 12 grain or honey wheat.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All those breads contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, what it does is it stimulates a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract, but it also is the number one culprit for ringing in the ear in the right ear. So here's the deal. You want to see the ringing in the ear go away. It's probably due to the food allergy from the gluten. So if you come off all the breads, you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. Just come off all the breads for about 8 weeks. It takes about 7 to 8 weeks for the gluten protein to eliminate itself out of the body. So just do that. Come off of it for about 8 weeks. Have you noticed if has your memory changed at all? Do you feel like your mind, you just can't remember things as well as you did 5 years ago or something?
Mm-hmm. And I'm only I'm like 55, but I was like, well, dog, maybe it's time for me to stop forgetting stuff. But
no, it's
I
not
still look at myself as being young too. You know, I mean, I can forget.
You are young.
If I forget stuff,
all right. Yeah, see, what happens is, not only are you getting ringing in the ear, that's one little symptom, but the other one is when you're dealing with the gluten protein, it also causes your acetylcholine levels to go down, and that's one of the brain chemicals. Oh, this is the big fancy word for brain chemistry or a neurotransmitter. So you want to do a couple things to raise that neurotransmitter back, but you have to come off the grains. Again, it takes about 8 weeks for that gluten protein to get out of the system. That's a long time. Some foods that will help, though, bring that memory back will be eggs, beef, all the nuts except peanuts, cheese, and yogurt. All of those foods are really good. And then there's some supplements, vitamin B5 and phosphatidylcholine. Now, you can get phosphatidylcholine. Another term for that is lecithin, and it's found in the egg yolk. So you can actually eat some eggs every single day and get some of the phosphatidylcholine out of that. And then galantamine. Galantamine is unbelievable for bringing up your acetylcholine levels. But you get started on that, and you can get those, by the way. You can go to drisa.com, get in touch with one of our health coaches at the health store, and they can help you find some of those. But, Sandra, the ringing of the ears, just come off the grains. That's going to help to bring your memory back up, raise the acetylcholine levels, and get those functioning better. And for your back hurting, the pain you're having in the lower back area, I would either go see an osteopathic physician that's a DO or a chiropractic physician that's a DC. They work on the structural part of the body, and they will get you the help that you need. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to from Jacksonville, Florida. He said, John has been struggling with high blood pressure. What should I do? Well, John, a couple of things. Jumping on a mini trampoline. I always talk about that. You want to do 5 minutes a day, up to 20 minutes a day. One of the best exercises for lowering blood pressure. L-arginine, L-citrulline, potassium iodide, and NADH. All are great in managing blood pressure related issues. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Makes a big difference as well. Got to keep that pressure and the volume going hand in hand. 888-283-7272.
Looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open Gangnam Style!
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's kick it off now and go with Kenny. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I have hepatitis C. It's chronic. I'm 46-year-old. I went through the last treatment they had with the ribavirin and pegintron. I did the full treatment. After, it was almost 11 months, it was undetectable. It came back. My levels are, I guess, would be under something parts per million. And I've been trying. I'm waiting for the next study to come out. Now, I've heard something about milk thistle that might be good for it. But I'm having, like, a pain in that area. I went to the GI specialist. And he did the gallbladder, because I guess the gallbladder is right above the liver or over it, and there was like a sensitive pain in that area. I guess that came out clean, but I have a fatty liver, but I knew that anyway. Can you recommend anything that might be, like, better for or, you know, the liver or something like that until, like, another treatment comes out?
Well, a couple things come to mind. I mean, when you're looking at the liver and you want to make it as healthy as you can make it, cleanse the liver, kind of detoxify the liver, but strengthen the liver, all at the same time. You want to make sure milk thistle is great, but you also want to, there's what's called phase one, phase two liver detoxification. And you got to make sure that you're pushing your liver to do that. And by doing that, it's going to help, of course, the liver regenerate. And the good news is that the liver is the number one regenerating organ that we have. The goal is always going to be to push it down as much as you can, to get it kind of pushed down almost like a dimmer switch on a light switch. So you barely see what's going on, but it's enough to get it down and help get it managed. So the milk thistle's fine. What are you doing eating-wise? Have you changed your diet big time, or are you just kind of eating what you know your normal diet and then taking some supplements? What's kind of your game plan right now?
Right now, because I'm actually I'm a little overweight. I mean, I'm a stocky guy. I go 262. I feel better at 230. This pain in like around the gallbladder area only comes when I gain more weight. At 230, I have no pain in that area. So I'm trying to just drop it down. I switch from like the, you know, white bread to wheat bread. And just as, you know, as we speak, I'm trying to switch to like more greens, more fruit, and stay away from the carbs and stuff like that because of the fatty liver. I don't know how to cause the fatty liver, but, I'll take suggestions on that.
Well, that's okay. Let me ask you a couple other questions because that pain only comes on periodically, right? And I know it's more when you gain the weight.
Correct.
But still, if you begin to lose weight, when does it come and go? Is it constant? What seems to flare it up more than even the weight? Do you have certain times of the day if you get stressed?
You know, I'm a driver, so I drive dump truck 12 hours a day, but sometimes a really sharp pain, but it's almost like just right under the surface. And my GI specialist, he says, well, it's probably because your skin stretching, it could be the nerves. Because, like I said, when they did the ultrasound on the gallbladder, the kidney, everything in there, I did do a full scope thing, whatever. Everything was fine, except, you know, fatty liver. It came back unremarkable. So,
but it feels remarkable, right?
Sometimes.
So the reality is with when you're dealing with something like that, you've got to look at the potential for gallbladder. You've got to look at the potential of what's driving that. So talk to me about your sleep patterns. How well do you sleep?
Oh, well, I have sleep apnea. I've already went through the first study. I got the second one coming up. The results were I stopped breathing 198 times at night. My brain woke me up 87 times to wake me back up to start breathing. And that has to do with probably some of me being overweight. Also, I sleep like I don't really.
Okay, so you
I
don't
wake
sleep
up, still
well,
couldn't catch
right?
breath. Right.
All right. So here's the deal. Let's do this. Let's focus on a couple things. Now, your diet's going to be important. And I would go ahead and get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and follow the diet that's in there. I just
okay.
would, because going from white bread to wheat bread, I mean, although it's a good thought, I can see where you're going with that. It's not really doing much for you. You might as well eat the white bread. It's the same
okay.
difference. So
okay.
I would definitely, because you want to get flour out of your diet completely for a period of about 8 weeks. And that's only because you want to get rid of gluten in your diet. Gluten's a protein that can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, can cause a lot of just aches and pains that show up in different places where really it's not a lot of fun that they're there, kind of like what you're doing right now. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical, but even though acetylcholine is a brain chemical and you're thinking, well, okay, that's brain chemistry, it affects everything. The brain affects everything in the body, no matter what. And we found that with acetylcholine levels, when they get low, that it affects gallbladder-type symptoms. So, for example, you get really stressed out, you don't sleep well, acetylcholine levels drop. When those levels drop, it gets to a place where then your gallbladder begins to not work as well. And the gallbladder is important for breaking down fats. And you will get that kind of achy, kind of colicky type pain in that area start hurting out of nowhere. Now, gaining extra fat is never going to help. That's always going to flare that type of thing up. It's never going to help. But if we start focusing on your brain chemistry, building up the acetylcholine levels, because of the stress that you have, number one, it's going to do two things. It's going to cut down on the pain you're getting under your rib cage if it's gallbladder related, and that's going to be a great way to rule that in or out. And then also your sleep is going to improve drastically. Now, with acetylcholine levels, once you get acetylcholine levels back up, it's going to help. And the other thing you want to do is to actually look at getting a couple of blood tests done. I would have blood work done for your iron levels and also your B12 levels. Why? Because when you don't have enough oxygen getting into the body, you have low oxygen getting into the cell itself, then you start having issues with sleep. So that's another pattern. So your best B12 test is MMA, methylmalonic acid, and then also TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. That's a great way to go, great way to combine the two, and find out if either one of the levels are low. And also check your ferritin, because ferritin shows us so much of what's going on with iron levels, and that can be also be another indicator. So there you have it. How do you increase acetylcholine levels? You want to increase red meat in your diet. Also fish, eggs, cheese, and yogurt. Yogurt you want to get, and cheese also from the goat's milk variety. Don't do cow's milk, because you're going to end up, you can end up flaring up your digestive tract, which is something you definitely don't want to do at this point in time. Now, supplements that can raise acetylcholine levels. You want to look at N-acetylcysteine, that's NAC. Blueberry extract works well. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a version of vitamin B6. And then phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin, and you want to take about 2,000 milligrams of that about 30 minutes before bedtime. Now, with you driving and doing what you do for a living, it's going to be important, man, that you set aside time to sleep and to make that important. It just is. And once we start working on the chemistry of the body, and you start changing some of the supplemental ways of doing that, eating certain ways, following the anti-inflammatory diet, that's going to set you up in a great way to get things balanced. And it's going to take a while. I won't tell you, it won't happen in a week. It may happen 2 or 3 weeks. You'll start noticing it. But keep me posted. You can always send me an email at drasa.com. But yeah, it's definitely more than taking milk thistle, because I think you've got a lot of other factors going on. I think the gallbladder is playing a role. But you've always got to go back to that brain chemistry. Remember, health is a triangle. There's three sides to it: mental, chemical, and structural. You have to look at all three sides to figure out exactly what's going on within your health. And once you evaluate all three sides, then you'll be able to come up with the solutions that you're looking for. So that's a great place to get started. You let me know how things go and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. You have it, you want to talk about it, you call me right here on the show. That's what it's all about. Second, third, fourth, fifth opinion. We'll do whatever you need and give you the information that you need to help you along your journey. Let's go now to Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dr. Asa. This is Shirley. I have that, I'm not exactly sure what it's called on your skin, where you lose the pigmentation and it doesn't tan anymore.
Sure, vitiligo.
Vitiligo or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's called vitiligo. That's right.
Okay. I've had it for about 10 years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. My hands are almost white. My shin bones are almost white. Is there anything that can be done for that that's natural? I don't do doctors very well.
You don't do doctors very well. Have you gone and talked with anyone about it? Have they put you on an antifungal? Have they done any of that? Have you had any of that done?
No.
Okay. And you don't want to go because you don't like doctors?
I just had cancer. I just had breast cancer, and I actually cured it myself.
Okay, I got it.
The natural way, without medication.
Right.
I don't know, I have a problem with doctors and all that kind of thing, so I'd like to do what I can natural.
That's all right. Wow, that's great that you made it through that. So what stage was it?
Stage 3.
Wow, that's impressive. That's amazing. I'd love to hear your story if you want to email it to me sometime.
And you're right. It has to do with your diet.
Say again?
It all has to do with your diet.
That's really awesome. Please send that to me, because I think it'll be,
okay.
I'd like to read it, okay? Now, let's get to this real quick, though. Your question with vitiligo. Vitiligo tends to be fungal-related, okay? And so fungal-related issues, you can use medication, which you don't want to do, and that's fine. I completely respect that. There's something else you can do. I would do the Super Cleanse. That's the one in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on that, and you can use wormwood extract. It's a tincture, a liquid form, and a supplement. You want to do it 14 days on, 7 days off. Okay, do it in that rotating pattern. It'll go in, it'll begin to cleanse the digestive tract of yeast and fungal infections. And the vitiligo tends to have that root in it. It can help out tremendously. Now, something else, when you start eating on a regular basis, the anti-inflammatory diet, you need to stick with that to a T and add in oregano oil twice a day. Kick your probiotics up to 4 twice a day, empty stomach. This is going to take a little while, so don't expect results real soon, but it can happen over a 2 to 3 month period. Keep me posted and send me that story. Diagnosing hope, one person at a time.
Do you
do need a new prescription for your life, or are you just not feeling well, nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Facebook. Become a fan over at Facebook. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways and postings up there that you can be interactive with, catch up all the news and information that's going on. Well, live events and information about those will be coming up in the next couple of months. Exciting things, exciting times. Growth to empower and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's kick it off and go with Miranda. Hi, Miranda. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Dr. Issa. I'm sorry if I fade in and out. I'm sort of losing my voice.
That's okay.
The last time we spoke about, I spoke to you, it was about my joint pains, and you had recommended the diet in your book, which I am currently on. I have not seen, though, a significant decrease in the stiffness and the pain in my joints.
Okay.
I have also started on the cod liver oil that you recommended.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Have you been doing 2 tablespoons per day?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal.
I have also been taking estrogen balance, which I must say I have seen a significant change or decrease in the hot flashes that I've been experiencing.
Oh, that's good. What that's doing... Yeah, what that's doing is it's got an indole-3 carbonyl type component in there, and it begins to break down the estrogen. So a lot of times women, as they age, they don't break down their estrogen levels very well, and it can lead to those hot flashes that you deal with. But if you start metabolizing and utilizing your estrogen, that's when the changes become, and that's where you start feeling better, and you start noticing a big difference, and those hot flashes tend to go away. So that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah, I think it is. But I'm still concerned about the pain in my joints. That, you know, that is very profound, and it's not really easy to be having to work and, you know, not be still having these pains in my joints.
Now, just refresh my memory for a second. Is this rheumatoid? Did they say you have rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Or is it more fibromyalgia? Or is it or just arthritis?
And osteoarthritis.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been doing the diet now for a little bit of time, and you haven't noticed much of a difference. Now, you've done the cod liver oil, too, which is good. There's a couple of things. If you've done that and you're not seeing much of a change, what about exercise? Have you increased that?
No, I haven't, because I hurt when I exercise.
So it's difficult.
So what I'm presently doing is just stretches every
day. That's fine. We just got to get things moving a little bit more, even on a bike, like a bicycle, a stationary bike where you can get, I know it would be a little bit painful, but it wouldn't be as hard as the weight-bearing exercise of walking or even doing some type of weight training right now. So even if you could get on a bike or even start swimming, that type of exercise would really be good for you. Have you had a blood test done recently for your vitamin D levels?
No.
Yeah, that plays a big role. Calcium is one thing to start giving someone, but it's another thing to have enough vitamin D in the body. Vitamin D plays a big, big role in the absorption of calcium and the rebuilding of the joints and the cartilage and things in between. So that's a big one. So vitamin D, you want to get a test with your doctor, and the numbers usually should be around 70. Most women, though, they tend to have numbers between about 15 and 20, maybe even 30 at the tops, down at the bottom, which is pretty, it's let me tell you something. It's important to have your vitamin D levels at a good level, at around 70. It is. plays a big, big role.
The calcium I'm taking, it's said to have vitamin D.
Yeah, see, most calcium supplements don't work. There's only one. There's a liquid ionic calcium that works very well, but most of the calcium tablets and things, they don't absorb much at all, and they don't really, I haven't seen them work very well. There's nothing better on calcium, though, than food, and you get it from the green vegetables. You also get it from goat's milk yogurt. Is really one of the best forms or sources of calcium. That's one of the things that I would encourage you to do. It's really, really important. But the vitamin D that you would get in a supplement like that is not going to be enough. Usually if you're vitamin, and you always want to go by blood test too. Remember that. Don't just hit and miss and don't just take things for the, just because you heard it was good to take or whatever. You always want to manage things as much as you can by some measurable results. And blood work tends to be one of the best sources to do that. So I would go get a test done with your primary care physician on you know, the blood work for the vitamin D, see what those numbers are, and that's going to give you the best, really the best when it comes to looking at joint-related issues and the aches and the pains. And there are some things you can do just for the general aches. Arnica is really good. You can do it topically over a joint, or you can take it internally to make a tincture that's really, really good. And that's something that you can definitely add in that has shown a lot of promise with joint-related aches and pains. And vitamin C, I'm a big fan. It's old school, but it's still new school. And vitamin C levels, you can get those up to about 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams per day. Helps rebuild cartilage, helps ease up some of the strain and stress on the joints. And I would get, if you're going to do the cod liver oil, make sure it's you can even handle up to 3 tablespoons per day if you've got massive amounts of joint pain. And you really just want to, you can do that for about 60 to 90 days, and then you want to back it back down to 1 tablespoon just because of the high amounts of vitamin A that is in the cod liver oil. All right, thanks for the call, and stay in touch with me now on everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of your friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.